Subject: U.S. citizen comments on how to stop catastrophizing. My last HIV doctor that was actually involved with treatments in HIV care terminated services away from my care to avoid having a topic of discussion to enter into a valid functionality, or what is called legal capacity. That was in March of 2019. The dumping me unjustly is a part of the equation that is somehow lost upon the reasoning that we as clients can't seem to be able to have the authority to navigate these conflicts. This eventually went into a court process, as the doctor was able to on such flimsy grounds to claim I was harassing him to a point that I was threatening. No, I would not allow him to get off so easy, and I knew the setup already against me. I have been infected with HIV since September 1999 and on a disability income since 2000. Like I say, doctor, against the American Medical Association Journal of Ethics, the doctor had a fiduciary responsibility to repair the relationship. He did not. He sicked the cops on me. When they arrived to my house, I told them I would indeed violate a restraining order. In the limiting of choices I am falling victim to, the doctor must refer me to another viable HIV doctor. I told him that the Maine County Department of Public Health is not an option. That was what he eventually put into the certified mailing to me. He was successful in putting a restraining order put on me for absolutely no justified good reason. This cycle of doctor complaint here too. I have nowhere to go to get a HIV care doctor that is actually involved in treatment with me. That was March of 2019 when Dr. Shigeno cut my care because he was not willing to have a discussion about a topic related to direct standards of care involved in my health care overall and the greater community. That was March of 2019. Okay, Google, Fertile AIDS Project, Social Service Agency, San Bernardino. For the record, where I s my Google review under my account name James Driscoll I'd in the mind way at gmail.com, not visible to the full public, this is noted. Reviews are automatically processed to detect inappropriate content like fake reviews and spam. We may take down reviews that are flagged in order to comply with Google policies or legal obligations. Prohibited and restricted content. The following policies apply to all formats, including reviews, photos, and videos. Content that does not meet these criteria may be rejected from publication on Google Maps. Contributions to Google Maps should accurately represent the location in question. Where contributions distort truth, we will remove content. This includes reviews, photos, or videos not related to the location or business where they are tagged. If content is inaccurately placed on the map, or is associated with an incorrect listing, the contribution may be rejected. Reviews are automatically processed to detect inappropriate content like fake reviews and spam. We may take down reviews that are flagged in order to comply with Google policies or legal obligations. This says, edit my review, I have reposted it again -btw. This effect on reviews, is held against me -none of my reviews have a posting error, notification of error or any other status - but they are not ever visible. I am specifically targeted to not have such a feature across this platform. Image PNG. My review is contained in this space of data, that I know is true. My review did not have any error upon posting, and as far as the remaining rules, nothing in my review is would lead it to be restricted content. There is nothing showing an indicator that my review somehow is violating the rules, because it does not. There are actually 9 reviews on the page. All reviews. 3.5. 8 reviews. James Driscoll. Local guide. 2 reviews. A minute ago. New. I attempted to get assistance from FAP during this interface time back again homeless. I am homeless here in my hometown of San Bernardino from an 11-month hate and harassment campaign conducted by the leadership directors of the Colorado Health Network in Denver, Colorado. This is where I attempted to create a startup project of an adult school of consent practices as a community resource. When I moved into HIV residency, I told a building manager that I was wanting to create a community space. Anyway, in my first attempt to interface with FAP since I came back, They would not incorporate my need to report and place the evidence that I have been targeted by a hate group. I attempted this with, of course, having to deal with new doctors, new treatments, new case management scheduling, etc. It was more than enough when I could not get a letter that was written in 2007 by then FAP Mental Health Director Dr. Howard Newsom. In that letter from 2007, what was the exact same thing that happened in Oakland and Denver? The letter is on file here, web document link, http://google-reviews-fulfill-aids-project-fucked-up-human.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary input app not binding, spelled fucked-up-human.net/mental-health-advocacy-letter Jan 2007 JPG. In this letter from 2007, Dr. Howard concludes, however, I, Dr. Howard, believe that until there is an appropriate resolution, he, James Driscoll, wants an absolution of his housing conflicts, he will remain in a vulnerable state regarding his overall HIV and mental health status. That was relating to Oakland CA in 2005 and the very exact similar conditions that drove Haight into a tenancy collapse in Oakland was experienced in Denver 2016-2017. The end game of this targeted action against me was to remove my influence from the local HIV community. Further, it would not become apparent who the persons involved in the source of this hate target campaign against me was until after my filed eviction November 2016. It would only become apparent later in that next year by two factors, to include the reporting that appeared against Colorado Health Network posted as negative Outlook employee reviews on Glassdoor. These started to appear on July 28, 2017, about 2 weeks after I had to leave the Denver area back to my hometown. And now we have these issues cropping up in a different Ryan White Care Act servicing region. More to the point, the mental health director that was from 2007 is no longer under head of that department and now is run by some other person, less credentialed than a PhD. I attempted twice to interface with this story and the mental health advocacy letter written from 2007 inclusive of my case management. Nothing worked. I had to walk away, as the other Google reviewer here suggests, from my interface to this agency because of loss of confidence and loss of trust that anything constructive can be done in my case. My case manager placed me on a housing interview to a resource that I did not qualify for. I have been living with family care as a refugee status from haters that will not stop their hate on me. My case manager deceived me in three critical cause of concerns. See, web document link, http://dr-eric-tomomi-shigenofuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary input app not binding, spelled fucked-up-human.net/vitals.com-review/opening-net-doctor-vitals-review-page. There is a reference to the review that is on this page. The issue is interlocked. Johnny Delgado. One review. 6 months ago. Wonderful program. They've more than met my need. They helped me get an emergency Section 8 housing voucher. Until my voucher was approved, they set me up in the Motel 6 in the meantime. They also provide monthly food and gas vouchers. It does take time to get our program going. I waited 6 months before I received my vouchers. That's not a lot of time to wait considering you'll be set up with our vouchers for the rest of your life. 25 reviews. 4 months ago. Do not come here for HIV services. They set me up with a bogus health company and then ignored me and never followed up. I wasted 2 weeks and ended up not having any meds. Go to AHF if you need help in this area. Aaron Jacobson. One review. 4 years ago. This agency is fraudulent in its services and practices when it comes to serving the HIV population and utilizing Ryan White funding, My recommendation for any HIV client interested in signing with them is to run as far and as fast as you can. They treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. Daniel Bess. One review. 3 years ago. I'm very upset with Leslie Evans, can't do anything aside from fabricating. 3 years with FAP, and still no encouragement or compassion spoken here. No meds, no outreach. I'm as good as dead in San Bernardino. Eddie Garcia. Local Guide. 69 reviews. 2 years ago. Great place for people diagnosed with HIV and great resources, and the staff is amazing and supportive and friendly. Martin Garcia Espinoza. One review. A year ago. Translated by Google. Excellent place for people with HIV diagnosis. Very good service and very professional. Thanks, Roland. Original. Excellent lugar para la gente con diagnóstico de VIM. Muy buen servicio y muy profesionales. Thanks, Roland. Gabriel Andrew Chavez. 4 years ago. Camille Diwan. 13 reviews. 3 years ago. Comma, dash. Dr. Blair. You either already know this or you do not. You are in the UK and I cannot speak for the UK. As far as the client HIV services dash, we get separated or divided upon our initial sign up with the AIDS services organization, and they put a label on us. Individually, we are classified into two classes of persons. That is obvious. Worthy or the dirty. Or as Pope Francis called it in his address during his September 2015 visit. Pope Francis, don't stay polarized in two camps. Commentary. Web document link. https://www.zilive.com. Pope Francis, don't stay polarized. September 24, 2015. Pope Francis spoke words of wisdom Thursday when he addressed Congress, words that people of all faiths can appreciate. Pope Francis, don't stay polarized in two camps. Commentary. Updated, September 24, 2015. 9:28 p.m. Published, September 24, 2015, 8:28 p.m. Staten Island, NY, Pope Francis spoke words of wisdom Thursday morning when he addressed Congress, words that not only Catholics can appreciate, but people of all faiths. But there is another temptation which we must especially guard against, the simplistic reductionism which sees only good or evil, or, if you will, the righteous and sinners, His Holiness said. The contemporary world, with its open wounds which affect so many of our brothers and sisters, demands that we confront every form of polarization which would divide it into these two camps, comma, dash. This is exactly what I ask going on here. And as of my statement of intention to the police that I would violate a restraining order. Even though it was March of 2019 when Dr. Shigeno terminated my HIV care unjustly, got a restraining order, did not provide a real referral to keep me under doctor care, he continued to sign the refill orders on my HIV medication month by month by month. A full year goes by, Dr. Shigeno refilling my prescriptions, I attempting to reset my primary care with Humana. Nothing working correctly to an evaluation of trustworthy relations and happening. Everything involving this process had what Dr. Free says are trust wobbles. It would fall on April 1st or so, when enough is enough, I violated the restraining order. Dr. Shigeno knew exactly every position that I carry forward in defense of this violation of restraining order. I would be challenging him, and truly he is indefenseless. He died on April 10, 2020, of a so-called stroke when I know for sure, it was no stroke. He died by way of suicide, conflicted, to the mental stresses of catastrophizing. What is being followed here is a system of substituted decision-making that should be abandoned under the CRPD Article 12, then enabled the corresponding practice of supported decision-making, SDM. We must reach up to legal capacity rules of Article 12 of the Convention for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. In this, sacrificed all of this time gone by, I have not had any prescription or any actual HIV medication treatment since April of 2020. I would say, to an extreme, comma, dash, CQCQ, CQ, 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 911 SOS, CQ, 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 seriously CQ, seriously 911, United States Emergency, CQ, CQ, SOS, SOS, CQ, I have been calling for years and years and years. Years, no one to help me, no one to save my life. Hello, is there anybody out there? CQ, comma, dash. How to stop catastrophizing, an expert's guide. A clinical psychologist suggests a 3-pronged plan for tackling anxiety and approaching each day logically and positively. The Guardian, Linda Blair, comma, dash. Web document link, https://twitter.com/LindaBlairPsych/status/15498842086429900009. A response from a person of the United States, in view of a tweet thread. I am most serious. The tweet thread, whether or not you understand the underpinnings of what all of this is about, does not negate my side of this interparanoia or delusion. What is pinned on Twitter to your tweet, is very serious that those who are acting badly, the wrongdoing, may find themselves viewing this as catastrophizing. I will explain to you why. I am not sure how to keep you captured, for you too have the same issue of treating what I am doing here as a catastrophic realism of your beliefs. I am not responsible for that. Because I bring up the attempt of the truth, that truth is a threat and I am the one to be then targeted for the peace-building work that I actually do in view of my mission work. This is not a made-up story. It also is not a simple story. At this point I must take myself to not key texting this into your website comments box. A simple page refresh being technology acted on as forced from an outside source influence would of course destroy the words that I have already written. Unless of course your form here has some protections to query the user in such a mistaken key. But what I am describing is not of my actions but of someone or something else. That would be an invisible action, dash a psychological trip of something sinister. Knowing the moniker is real. At psych unseen points of intentional anatology of contention of any kind of reaction to what and who I have already shared on Twitter. You can bet dash everything I say is an alignment of knowing right and wrong, truthfulness and wholeness. At one time, I actually had such an outside force. Just a temporary status to stop me or interrupt me on my actions. I was on Facebook Messenger with the San Bernardino County supervisors. What they did to my mobile device, because I was sharing things just too close to the truth to those politicians that need to know who I am in all this. A flip of a digital switch on my device. That switch told my device that the technology of the firmware is required to be updated, without notice the owner, and so we have a forced firmware update. Do you know what firmware is? It is the code that the device starts from, at a power-up dash that is embedded in the chips. At power-up, to actively process to do something to follow with something else, and so on and so on. And your device boots up logically active. But to cause the device to also not connect to whatever signal is used to recover from such a process to reprogram the foundational code chips, the device was unable to continue, and was stuck. Device was inactivated from use on the internet, therefore, the use of the device was terminated. The term is hacked. But is it good enough to just describe this as a piece of this story? Of course not. You can't tell. You have no knowledge if what I am writing here is bullshit. So, what did I do? Just as a matter at all, a firmware update to encounter in any device would be highly unusual. I asked my mother for her phone so I could take a photo of the progress of the firmware update message. Where would I put that digital object, dearest human Linda Blair? I am sure you have many times cross comparisons to the movie and actress in that movie of The Exorcist. I do not know you well so I don't know if that is something you care about or that it annoys you. I don't know if you have ever seen the movie. If you have seen the movie itself, would that be the reason why? For motive is the motive to watch the movie because of the movie, genre, or just specifically because of the naming confluence. I would assume that you have watched the movie. Because it is a good movie after all. But can you name me the musical composer of its theme? And if so, have you ever listened to the entire piece of music? And then have you actually gone to have interest in the second album? His name is Mike Oldfield. Right here I am now inserting the digital reference to the firmware hack. The main profile avatar. Yeah, it is a little distorted and a bit hard to read dash but can be read. Web document link, https://twitter.com/MacTapand. Shadowcast MacTapand dash trust everlasting. 3 tweets Shadowcast MacTapand dash trust everlasting. At MacTapand. I am a social actor of persuasive technology and I make no apologies for the invention of my owner. The invention of my owner who has been left out to be dead. Joined April 2021. 4 following. 2 followers. Followed by awesome Cramabone Playroom School. Note on the quality of that image, I do believe has been altered from its original update. You can see that the image is exactly the source of a firmware update. My mobile device was intentionally placed into this mode and not recoverable. There is also a video on this subject with that image as clear. Obviously that is what I have updated as my avatar to this Twitter profile. Web document link, https://www.youtube.com/watch/v=rg8n00cn90. My LG firmware update error 359,521 views. December 26, 2018. I tell the truth. Now back to the memes of frame of reference onto the name of Linda Blair here. The composition is not typical at all. The album is Tubular Bells. Only a small portion of that work is sampled for the theme. The time code of the single track that sample is from is more than 25 minutes. Actually, I went to look it up, it is 25 minutes, 30 seconds, exactly. The highly recognized music soundtrack theme of the movie The Exorcist is the meme that is carried through most of society. I am sure it remains to be a very popularly known music reference meme. You know what I mean. The music theme is the meme of that movie. That is an equivalence, but you might have an experience that would indeed be psychologically identifiable outside of that specific meme. Now hopefully what I just applied in words is to bring you into a perspective that I am not the typical mental illness case. I am not that which seems to be overrun by a very 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 bad wrong that is indeed across the entire mental health care field, at least in the United States. Whether or not I can find an ally in you or not dash at this point is irrelevant, only to know there absolutely is no reason to block me. I hope to have captured your attention and impression to save my life, dash. For the underpinnings of what is happening, is killing me. I am reaching out to anyone, and everyone, and anyone can see the reality if they truly have a reasonable intention of being of goodness and kindness of conscience. Thank you. And on my concern of this theme here, how to stop catastrophizing. I suggest that you read the text information provided in the photos images that references my HIV care doctor dash. My last doctor who was in the treatment of my HIV was Dr. Eric Timoni Shigeno dash. These images can only be offered as attachments in the email version of this message. I do not have any guarantee that my content directed out into civil society is truly being received on the other end, your end. I have recent changes in view that they have released me somehow, but that is not good enough. Something very sinister here. This is a very valid URL, and, in fact, web document link, http://dr-eric-tomomi-shigenofuckedupthuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary but apo not binding, spelled fuckedupthuman.net/. Web document link, http://dr-eric-tomomi-shigenofuckedupthuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary but apo not binding, spelled fuckedupthuman.net. .com/vitals.com/review/. Dr. Shigeno would not discuss the matter - terminated my care - I didn't eat break the restraining order he placed against me. When I did that, he most likely committed suicide instead of stepping up and being able to have this discussion that is being demanded today again, this same discussion. The domain itself has established presence on persons who have been involved in my past of this conflict, - to have content showing in and certified in Telia's report for that person. It is a valid URL and domain and is a part of my peace building mission. Web document link, http://realityaudit.life/medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/shelter-medical-practice-inc/dr-richard-kangra/inland-valley-infectious-disease-medical-gru/dr-osama-malala/reality-audit-tenant-residences-their-wayne-johnson-anthelia's-report-pdf. And really, Ms. Blair, I really don't need to baby this into a lesson for you to view this, truthfully. That truthfully should be well established by this point. Blocking is not justified and a response would be professional. In this regard, and in fact the links that are assigned into this record kind of defines the problem that still remains, that professional people should not be recoiling back into a hidden secret silence, everlasting cruelty. I die because no one can step forward and speak the truth. CQCQ-CQCQ. What does CQ mean? Web document link, https://nwikipedia.org/wiki/CQ:call. CQ, call, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. This article is about radio call. CQ is a code used by wireless operators, particularly those communicating in Morse code, but also by voice operators, to make a general call, called a CQ call. Transmitting the letter CQ on a particular radio frequency is an invitation for any operators listening on that frequency to respond. It is still widely used in amateur radio. 1. Content 1. History and usage 2. See also 3. References 4. General references, history and usage. The CQ call was 2. Originally used by landline telegraphy operators in the United Kingdom, French was, and still is, the official language for international postal services. 3. And the word sécurité was used to mean safety or pay attention. It is still used in this sense in international telecommunications. 4. 5. The letter CQ, when pronounced in French, resembled the first two syllables of sécurité, and were therefore used as shorthand for the word. It sounds also like the French sécu, which means who's there, dot. In English-speaking countries, the origin of the abbreviation was popularly changed to the phrase CQ or, later, when used in the CQD distress call, calling all distress point 0.008. Demonstration of the spark-gap transmitter at Massey Wireless Station sending Morse code, CQDEPJ. CQ was adopted by the Marconi Company in 1904 for use in wireless telegraphy by spark-gap transmitter, and was adopted internationally at the 1912 London International Radio Telegraph Convention, and is still used. 6. A variant of the CQ call, CQD, was the first code used as a distress signal. It was proposed by the Marconi Company and adopted in 1904, but was replaced between 1906 and 1908 by the SOS code. When the Titanic sank in 1912, it initially transmitted the distress call CQDDEMGY, with MGY being the ship's call sign. Titanic's radio operator subsequently alternated between SOS and CQD calls afterwards. 7. In amateur radio usage, a CQ call can be qualified by appending more letters, as in CQDX, meaning calling all stations located in a different continent to the caller, or the A2 call sign prefix for a particular country. For example, CQVK for calling Australia. The originator of the call can be identified by appending the letters DE, French for from, also means this is, and the call sign of the transmitting station. 1. In The use of single-dash sideband, SSB, voice or CW mode, Morse code telegraphy, an amateur radio operator often makes a general call by transmitting CQ repeatedly, such as CQ CQ CQ, so that other operators scanning for such calls are aided by the familiar rhythmic sound in quickly discriminating distant, weak signal, general callers from other traffic and spurious emissions. This technique allows the other operators to zero dash in as close to the caller's center frequency using the human ear to fine dash tune their transceiver before engaging the caller in a two-way communication. 1.8. The use of a CQ call is almost always used in single-dash sideband, SSB, voice or CW mode, Morse code telegraphy. Unlike FM mode, in the SSB voice and CW mode areas of the amateur radio bands, operators are free to center their transmissions where it is most optimal, such as away from adjacent traffic that can interfere, and not expected to use whole dash number, divisible dash by dash 5, or otherwise channelized center frequencies. CQ is constantly used on the HF shortwave amateur bands but very rarely used in the FM voice mode of transmission or on FM repeaters common on the VHF and UHF local band, since tuning of a repeater or FM signal does not require the eye of human perception to perfectly tune the signal. 1. The code was used as part of the chorus to the song Communications by Slim Gaylard. Background report. Intelia Certified Official Report. Daryl Wayne Johnson. Report created June 11, 2022. Intelia.com/dashboard. Disclaimer. Intelia is not a credit reporting agency, CRA, for purposes of the Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, 15 U.S.C. Section 1681A the following. As such, the additional protections afforded to consumers, and obligations placed upon credit reporting agencies, are not contemplated by, nor contained within, these terms. Social profiles. This section contains possible online profiles and articles for the subject of this report. Facebook. Daryl Johnson. Daryl Johnson, 908132. Usernames. Daryl Johnson, 908132. Related URLs. Web document link, http://www.facebook.com/users ID 10000176357343 at Facebook. Gata.com. Daryl Johnson. Web document link, https://gata.com/scout/htm. Preview. Editor name, Daryl Johnson. Editor email, daryl.johnson1@.net. Advert name, advert mail, ad-dash. Dress, P.O. Box 9901 Suda/EP/AD. Line 2, City, Denver State, CO. Country, ZIP/Postal Code, 8029. Phone, fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary but APO not binding, spelled fuckeduhuman.net. Daryl Johnson. Web document link, http://fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary but APO not binding, spelled fuckeduhuman.net/chapter2-gmail-perform the following please. HTM. Title. Gmail-perform the following please. Milta/inquiry@fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary but APO not binding, spelled fuckeduhuman.net. Preview. Daryl Johnson, daryl.johnson1@q.com. Chfainfo.com. Web document link, http://www.fainfo.com/r/document/lihtc-property-list-pdf. Addresses, Colorado. Title, Chverich Second Quarter 2012. Classes at a Glance. Preview, Chesney Clingen 1005 Washington Denver 8023. 303-832-7389. Family 17-1-2. Site BibliLandShopNet. Web document link, http://site-bibliLandShopNet/mailing-list-31-1-08-html-txt. Preview. Daryl Johnson J.D. Daryl, at wmconnect.com. Order, catalog request, list.co1, list 1, catalog request 21-11-04 request. Page 45. Community.grewup.net, spell GRUWUP.NET, which stands for Great Reasons Us Will Unite Peace, a peace-building informational theory networking ideal construct holding a recombinant mimetics, mem space, a term of the science field of mimetics as meme complexes and guards against mem resistance, concept of social improvements of informational processes, goal points for reality auditing of absolute moral truth and moral responsibility of truth-affirming, trust-building and trust-binding, and most importantly a dishonesty-confronting transformational networking presence ideal. This will be repeated. Daryl Johnson. Web document link, http://community.grewup.net, spell GRUWUP.NET, which stands for Great Reasons Us Will Unite Peace, a peace-building informational theory networking ideal construct holding a recombinant mimetics, mem space, a term of the science field of mimetics as meme complexes and guards against mem resistance, concept of social improvements of informational processes, goal points for reality auditing of absolute moral truth and moral responsibility of truth-affirming, trust-building and trust-binding, and most importantly a dishonesty-confronting transformational networking presence ideal. This will be repeated. /01/perform the following please, %5b Malto inquiry at fuckedupthuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space, public access data space consider temporary input apo not binding, spelled fuckedupthuman.net, %5 the HTM. Title, gmail-perform the following please, malta/inquiry@fuckedupthuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web name space, public access data space consider temporary input apo not binding, spelled fuckedupthuman.net. Preview. Daryl Johnson, daryl.johnson1@q.com. fuckedupthuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web name space, public access data space consider temporary input apo not binding, spelled fuckedupthuman.net. Daryl Johnson. Web document link, http://fuckedupthuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web name space, public access data space consider temporary input apo not binding, spelled fuckedupthuman.net /person/Jennifer Maddox/break-CQCQCQCQCQCQCQCQCQCQIS. There any dash one out there in this broadcasting channel to respond HTM. Title, gmail-break-CQCQCQCQCQCQCQCQIS. There anyone out there in this broadcasting channel to respond. Preview. Daryl Johnson.